This is Issues 2024. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Michelle Eastman, Vice President, Communications and Marketing, Rainbows United Wichita. Welcome to Issues 2024, Michelle.
Thank you.
Did I get the title right?
Marketing and Communications.
Yeah, that's close enough.
It's very close.
What is the what's the mission statement for Rainbows United? Do you have one?
We sure do. Rainbows United enhances the lives of children with special needs and their families.
That's it. Pretty good. And when you talk about Rainbows United, what geographic area do you serve?
So we serve children in Sedgwick County, Butler County, and Sumner County. So when someone gives to Rainbows or needs services, we're here in the local area.
How many young people do you think you help by Rainbows during a typical year?
Yeah, so we just did our FY23 stats, and it was just under 4,000 children with special needs and their families that we served in 1 year.
You talk about 4,000 youngsters, and that then you've got all the families that goes with them. You touch a lot of people.
That's right, and we do serve children birth through age 21 if they're still in an educational program. Some children, of course, are going to catch up developmentally and not need services, but some are going to need services their entire childhood.
Can you be a little more specific about what sort of needs these young people have?
That's right. So if someone has a concern about their infant or toddler's development, maybe they're not reaching their developmental milestones, or maybe they're not doing the things their cousins or their older brothers and sisters or some at a play group, you notice that maybe they're not walking or talking, or if they're having trouble with different textures or sleeping through the night, those things can be a reason that they call Rainbows and ask for a free evaluation. If they qualify for any of our 17 mandated services, then those are provided at no cost to the family in the family home. And those are specifically for infants and toddlers, and that's how people get connected a lot of times.
Hmm. How long has Rainbows been around, Michelle?
Well, since 1972.
72.
Yes.
And you were there when they started, right?
I was not, but I have been around for a little while.
Do you have any information about how it started, what the idea was, who came up with this?
Absolutely. So
you got a story to tell us?
I got a story.
Go ahead.
Rainbows was started by Linda Ware Innegren. Linda was 23 years old at the time. She had graduated from WSU in the Speech-Language Communications Department. And she had done some research work, actually, at the state hospitals. And she saw families bringing their children who had intellectual and developmental delays. And they really wanted to have their children at home, but they really didn't know how to help them or how to get them training. And Linda saw this, and she met the families, and she believed that our community could do better. And so she went to her church. She told them what she wanted to do. They said, "We don't know if it can be done, but if it can, we believe you can do it." And so she started Rainbows with five children with multiple disabilities in the basement of her church with volunteers, and really gave them extensive training and helped their families learn how to train their children, to help them have goals and reach potential so that they could be families that they wanted to be at home and have those supports around them.
Do you know what church that was?
It's Pleasant Valley United Methodist.
Pleasant Valley.
Yes.
All right, up in the north, yes. Northwest part of town.
Yes.
Okay. Does Rainbows have a center of operations, a central facility? I know you say you serve the people in their homes, but...
Yes. So 98% of the services that Rainbows delivers happen in the family home or out in the community. But we do have a couple of centers here in Sedgwick County. We have K96 in Oliver, and we have a number of our offices there. And then we do child care, early care and education for children of all abilities there. It's high quality early childhood, and we welcome children of all abilities there. Over near Sedgwick County Park and the zoo, we have our Kids Cove facility, and we do services for school-age kids there. Our Camp Woodchuck is run out of that facility, and our Sedgwick County Infant Toddler Services is kind of based out of there. We do have a location in El Dorado, and really that is just an office space. We don't run services out of there, but it is a space for our staff to get together, to team, and then really plan for the children that they serve.
Tell me about Camp Woodchuck.
Yes.
What do we do at Camp Woodchuck?
Well, we have a lot of fun, for sure. Camp Woodchuck is really fills a need for families who have children who are school age with special needs. So those children are in special education classes throughout the school year. But in the summertime, it's a real challenge for families. Does, you know, their child stay home? Do they hire someone to come in? Or could my child then go to Camp Woodchuck during the day so that I can work or go to school, or our family do what we need to do? Have a safe environment where they'll have a lot of fun. We do field trips. We have a choir that all the kids can be a part of. We do crafts. There's outside water play. We have lots of guests come in. They play pranks on each other. It's a really a wonderful environment where the kids can really be kids and their personalities can shine. We hire a lot of direct support professionals for the summer. So if somebody's looking for a summer job and they think that they might want to interact with children with special needs, check out our website and apply for those positions. We hire a lot of folks who maybe are in the school system during the school year and have kind of training and know how to really help children with special needs, as well as college students who might be interested in nursing or other medical fields or social work, or maybe they have a sibling that needs some extra help. We love having those folks as direct support professionals in the summer.
How many children you think can, what's the capacity for Camp Woodchuck?
Yeah, so we're licensed for 99. A lot of times they don't all come at the same time. You know, they go on vacation with their families and to visit, you know, grandma's house and, sure, and things like that. And it depends on their funding that comes with them that they qualify for as well.
How is Rainbows funded?
So we do a lot of fundraisers for our funding. We also apply for a lot of grants.
Grants, yeah.
And a lot of state and federal funding that we apply for.
There's a full-time job for somebody, just keeping track of that and writing grants proposals, I know.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, several full-time positions work on Rainbow's fundraising, because as we said, the services are at no cost to families, but right, that doesn't mean they're free.
No.
And that's why we do the fundraisers and apply for the grants, so that those services can be provided and that there's not a barrier there for getting services. The funding is there. And so if families qualify for services, especially in that birth to three program, we'll provide them no matter their.
Recently, the 49th annual Blarney Breakfast raised some money for Rainbows. What were the final totals on that?
Yeah, over 82,000. It was a really good year for Blarney Breakfast, thanks to Odyssey and KNSS and our friends at Cake TV and many others in the community. Beautiful day, and we did raise quite a bit of money, which is going to support Camp Woodchuck this summer.
How many people do you think dined or attended the breakfast this
year? Yeah, we came up with a count of about 960 meals were served that morning between 6 and 9:30, thanks to the Old Chicago team, all of those volunteers that come out that morning and make breakfast and serve breakfast and just turn over those tables.
They've turned out a lot of plates, and every one of them looked delicious to me.
Yeah, it was really good. Amazing. Yeah, and I had breakfast. It was delicious.
It's always good to see how community leaders get involved. And you've had, like, the mayor and police chief, fire chief.
Yeah, we do that special tip jar challenge, and we have our celebrity coffee pours. This year we were able to put that online a little bit ahead of time and did raise a few more tips than last year. So that was really great.
And, you know, the business community seems to me, the business community rallies around rainbows. You have several local sponsors that just, they always help you out.
That's right. We're really, really blessed with so many businesses that want to support the Blarney Breakfast and Rainbow's children as well. And so we can't do it without those sponsorships, and we really appreciate them.
Has fundraising been difficult the recent years?
It has become more.
I mean,
we
went through the darn COVID thing, and that
yes.
had to be tough.
Yeah.
That was a challenge.
It has been a challenge, that's for sure. But we do have, you know, the need is still there. The need doesn't go away. And so we continue to fundraise to be able to provide those services.
All right, there was one other fundraising thing going on with this. What was it, a car raffle?
That's right.
Tell me about that. What happened there?
You bet. Thanks to Walser Auto Campus and George and Jocelyn Laham, we have a 2024 Lexus RX350 that we're raffling off.
Oh, you're still raffling it?
Yes,
oh,
we
I didn't
are.
Know. Okay.
Yes. So we'll do that drawing May 10th at our Fashion Passion fundraiser. But we have a lot of tickets to sell. Tickets are $100 a piece. If you go to our website, rainbowsunited.org, there'll be a pop-up there that'll take you right to the site to purchase one ticket, two tickets. There's not a limit on how many chances that you can purchase, but the car is beautiful. And all of the proceeds go to support services for children with special needs right here in our own communities. So we want to really encourage folks to purchase those raffle tickets, tell their friends. Somebody's going to win that beautiful Lexus. Yeah. Has all the bells and whistles. It'll practically park itself.
Whoa.
It's a very popular model. Yeah. It has leather interior, heated seats, heated steering wheel, everything that you've ever dreamed
all
for
the gizmos
is in that car.
Sounds like a great, great vehicle. Now, again, how does somebody buy a ticket?
Go to rainbowsunited.org, follow the little buttons and the pop-up right there to purchase your ticket for the Lexus.
You're listening to Issues 2024 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Michelle Eastman from Rainbows United here in Wichita. Let's talk about some of the programs and services offered by Rainbows. And you talked about ages. What specific ages are you talking about here?
Yeah, so Rainbows serves children birth through age 21. Most families get connected to us when their infant or toddler maybe is not reaching their developmental milestones. But we also serve children, like I said, school age. And we provide case management for families who need a little bit of guidance in connecting to resources and what's out there. So we provide case management for really birth to 17.
All right. I was looking at your webpage and looking at some of the highlighted programs, and that's where I'm going to go with this. Tell me about mental health services then.
Yeah, so if there's a child that maybe is having some behaviors, not being successful in other child care centers or any child care center, they can call Rainbows. We can send a mental health professional out to see kind of what's going on with that child. Do they need some help regulating their behaviors? Do they need help expressing their emotions? They might help that provider then give some tips there to help that child be successful in that environment. Additionally, they can call. We'll work with families as well.
How about autism services?
So we do provide intensive ABA therapy for children. There's a great need for that here in our community for children with autism. That particular program is a one-on-one therapy where children with autism really kind of come out of their shell. They'll learn to look people in the eye, maybe to start saying words. We see children, make significant progress through that ABA therapy because it is one-on-one for several hours at a time.
Do you offer childcare, preschool?
Yeah, so we do have childcare and preschool at our K-96 and Oliver location, and that's available to children of all abilities. So anyone can bring their child to Rainbows for childcare.
Wow.
We love to have those peer models in the classroom, learning that maybe some children with special needs might have extra equipment or maybe need a little bit of help. And then for our children with special needs, we love to have the peer models in the classroom. So they grow up together.
What is CBETS? C-B-E-T-S.
So Community-Based Education and Training Services. And that's a program that we do for 3 to 5-year-olds with a contract that we have through the Wichita School District. Our speech-language pathologists, occupational therapists, physical therapists go out into the homes or other daycares and provide those services through that contract.
How do you work with foster care?
We have a small foster care program for children with special needs. So for children who are in the foster care system that have developmental and intellectual development delays, we know that we can connect them to the services that they need. So we actually recruit homes that will take a child with special needs. So it's a small program for Rainbows, but for those families who really have a passion for children with special needs, that's where we come in.
Tell me about Family Support Services.
So Family Support Services, we have direct support professionals that will go out into the family home and wait for the child maybe as they get off the bus after school. Stay with them, maybe have a snack, do homework, maybe do some kind of activity until mom and dad get home. They will go on maybe the weekend so that the family can go to the loud basketball game of their other child.
Yeah.
And where that child with special needs is not going to be happy in that loud gymnasium sitting on those hard benches. And then it also includes our Camp Woodchuck program for school-age kids in the summer.
You know, and you probably mentioned this at the top of the show, but just going back to the services that you provide, the families, the children, does a parent have to qualify in some way financially to receive your services?
How they get connected is really different based on the program. But for infants and toddlers, all they have to have is a concern about their child's development, and they can call Rainbows, and we'll get them that evaluation. They do not have to have a doctor's referral. For school-age kids, they need to go through the CDDO of their county, which is the community developmental organization.
Okay.
And then have an evaluation. They can choose Rainbows then for those services. So it does vary a little bit based on what the program is.
How are you doing with staffing?
You know, we're always...
Everybody's got a problem.
We're always looking for professionals.
The help wanted sign is out everywhere.
So yeah, speech-language pathologists, occupational therapists, physical therapists, early childhood special education teachers are always in need because we do serve so many children out in the family home, birth to three, mm-hmm. Also, those direct support professionals who are willing to go into the family home or need a summer employment. We always have a need for those direct support professionals. A lot of times, maybe someone who has another job that doesn't pay the bills, they're looking for some part-time work that would be more flexible, maybe in evenings or weekends. And so the direct support professional is often a position that works when folks have a situation like that.
When you talk about the volunteers, you use volunteers?
We love volunteers at Rainbows, and we can't do what we do without volunteers. Anyone who would like to volunteer should go to our website, fill out the application. Let us know what your availability is and what you'd like to do. We have an incredible volunteer coordinator, Melanie Cleaver, and she will hook them up with needs for Rainbows that they could fulfill.
So if I'm a volunteer, I don't necessarily need to come to you with a master's degree in child development or something like that, then?
No, you
Education-wise, you know.
All you have to have is a desire to give back to the community and work with children. You know, we have folks that come maybe once a week and read to a child one-on-one. We have volunteers that work in the office and help with mailings and things like that. We also have volunteers that will come and bring some kind of activity so that the children can learn something new. We always love to have people share about their hobby or something that really interests them, and those are really special interactions.
What's new and exciting at Rainbows this year?
Well, the car raffle is exciting.
It's got you going anyway.
We have the potential to really raise some funds. It was a really sweet, unexpected kind of donation, and we really want to do it justice. So we need folks to purchase those raffle tickets, take a chance for children, and we're going to give away that Lexus here in May.
All right, give the web page again.
RainbowsUnited.org.
Pretty easy to remember. What do you like best about your job, Michelle?
I love seeing the families. I love talking to them about what Rainbow's services have meant to their child and their family, how we've helped them be the family that they want to be, and how when they had their child and they realized that they needed extra help, that Rainbow's walked alongside them, help them believe in their child and their future, and help them embrace maybe how their child was learning differently or celebrated with them when their child met a milestone.
So
I love that.
You're telling me that at Rainbows you got quite a few more success stories than failure stories there, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We really love to help families excel, help their child to get to that next stage and really be the family that they are created to be.
That's something that meaningful you can get out of any job, and that's seeing what you're doing actually having an impact. And it sounds like I've watched Rainbows over the years. You guys have a huge impact on our community and the young people in special needs. And gosh, I want to thank you again for being with us this morning, Michelle, and thanks for having me over to the Blarney Breakfast again this year. That was a great time. Appreciate it.
It was a great time.
Yeah. Our guest this week, Michelle Eastman, Vice President, Communications and Marketing, Rainbows United, Wichita. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2024. Excuse me. We will be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.